Yes, sir.
How you doing?
All right, Mr. President.
Lyndon, you working hard?
Oh, I took a weekend off, Mr. President.
Good. Tell me, what's the story on Mississippi?
All in quietly today. 19 students, no problems in or out.
I got your note, and I had some little reluctance about calling that governor in the light of what he had said. He must feel pretty bad over the weekend, and I didn't know whether I was the one ought to call him. On the other hand, I thought maybe it might be good if you or somebody else would call him. What's your judgment?
Well, I took the liberty of calling Mr. Shell, who's his personal representative.
Yeah.
And I did that myself on Saturday morning. And he said that the governor was determined to keep law and order and so forth, so I thought we were fairly well protected on that, just by that call. Of course, he kept law and order today. It's a little bit more of a problem tomorrow, Mr. President, but I frankly don't anticipate any difficulties, and we have some people there.
Why don't you ask Shell today, tell him that the president read about Barnett saying he was going to interfere with it and all that, and talk to you and ask him if he thinks that there's any reason why the president ought to call a governor. Wouldn't it be better for him just to handle it direct himself?
Right.
And then he'll get back to me and let me know. I want to do everything I ought to. Same time, this governor in Louisiana got along fine, but he bragged to him, told him that I threatened him, which of course I didn't do at all, but they say that when they get a call. And so you might just tell Shell that you happy the way things went off today, and you hope they're going off all right tomorrow, but the president's down at his ranch, and he read what Governor Barnett said, and he just wondered if Shell had it in good shape, or whether they serve any useful purpose if I called the governor or not. And why didn't he check into it and let you know whether it would be helpful or hurtful?
All right, sir.
Now, I got a little thing here that disturbed me some. Abe talking about the Philadelphia riots, and he left a memo. I wasn't here. But he thinks that we ought to ask Congress to pass a law making it a federal offense to assault a law enforcement officer, local or state. We ought to ask somebody to make a little study and see what we could do along that line that would tighten things up, and also a federal offense to assault representatives of news gathering agencies that distribute their news interstate. Ask Congress for funds to be used by the FBI in assisting local enforcement officers, trainings and facilities and electronics and equipment and so forth. Now, I think they have a good deal of that, but I thought you might see what he has in mind and ask him to come over and visit with you, and you all see if we could get some little program. Now, did you see the Star editorial yesterday saying that words are not enough?
Yes.
I think there's some merit in that.
Well,
and I said a half dozen times that we got to stop this hoodlum stuff and these riots, but actually we can't stop them. We haven't got any national police force, but it looks like we might submit some kind of a message, or we might call a law enforcement group together, or we might ask FBI to get the chiefs of police in, or we might ask the mayor's conference. I thought maybe we might ask that mayor's conference there in Washington to call the mayors in from 25 largest cities and let FBI talk to them quietly about what they hear, and let Burke Marshall talk to them, and you talk to them, and let me talk to them. Maybe after they get through their mayor's seminar, maybe they could come over and call on me at the White House and just kind of on their own invitation instead of my calling the conference. The mayors could call it, their association, and then they could report to me on what they've done.
Yeah.
Would you give a little thought to that and talk to Abe about it, and I'll talk to you further tomorrow?
All right, Mr. President. Tell you the truth, I've been working with the Attorney General today on something of the same order.
Yeah.
And a slightly different thing, which was a statute which would prohibit the use of facilities of interstate commerce to foment acts of domestic violence, which runs along a little different and a little less broad to try to just meet the rioting situation.
Now, what starts is, it looks like to me there's kind of a pattern there. Oh, it looks like they always run into some policemen, and then that kicks it off.
Well, I think a lot of these places are just looking for an incident, and they kick it off. We certainly haven't discovered any conspiracies yet. I don't think it has much to do with civil rights. It's really just a lot of hoodlum stuff, I think.
Well, now what can we do to stop that, though?
I think I've always felt the most effective way to do it is to have the possibility of the federal government coming in on some of this. Because I think the Bureau scares people. But actually, the police up in Philadelphia, as far as everything I can, handle it very well.
Well, but they've had the damnedest advertising for 2 days, and it's cost us a million votes.
Well, I know they have.
And it looks like to me they're going to have them every week from now to the election. They'll be in Chicago next week, and they'll be in Detroit next week. Did we have any indication they were going into Philadelphia?
No, sir, not apart from the fact that it would be one of the places that you just named some of the others. The place was probably...
There are two things I'd like you to come up with, if you can, the next few days that I want to do. One of them is try to see what we can do that will be more than words, number one. And number two, what we can do in the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
Where a woman can go out on the street. Now, we've got control there. We don't have to mess with any state. And damn it, we ought to point our judges, and we ought to really go to town on that and have a campaign the next 90 days to clean that town up. And if we have to bring somebody in to clean it up, we ought to do it. But figure out what to do, talk to the FBI and talk to the district commissioners, and let's see what we can do there so that the Gordon Allen secretary doesn't have to take a 22 capital pistol and arrest him for us.
Yeah. All right. Will do.
All right. Okay.